Hey, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I feel prompted today to say there's someone out there who is struggling with their car, and I'm so sorry that that's happening to you, but I do pray that the Lord would bring a quick resolution to your problem with your car. So if that's you, I hope that that gets resolved quickly. All right. I'm so grateful that you're here today. We're making our way through Galatians, and today we're going to read Galatians 5, 1 through 12 in the NIRV, New International Reader's Version. And this is what it says. This is one of my favorite chapters of the Bible. Christ has set us free to enjoy our freedom, so remain strong in the faith. Don't let the chains of slavery hold you again. Here's what I, Paul, say to you. Don't let yourselves be circumcised. If you do, Christ won't be of any value to you. I say it again. Every man who lets himself be circumcised must obey the whole law. Some of you are trying to be made right with God by obeying the law. You have been separated from Christ. You have fallen away from God's grace. But we long to be made completely holy because of our faith in Christ. Through the Holy Spirit, we wait for this hope. Circumcision and uncircumcision aren't worth anything to those who believe in Christ Jesus. The only thing that really counts is faith that shows itself through love. You are running a good race. Who has kept you from obeying the truth? The God who chooses you does not keep you from obeying the truth. You should know that just a little yeast works its way through the whole batch of dough. The Lord makes me certain that you will see the truth of this. The one who has gotten you all mixed up will have to pay the price. This will happen no matter who has done it. Brothers and sisters, I no longer preach that people must be circumcised. If I did, why am I still being opposed? If I preach that, then the cross wouldn't upset anyone. So then what about troublemakers who try to get others to be circumcised? I wish they would go the whole way. I wish they would cut off everything that marks them as men. Mind if I pray for you? Wow, that was a strongly worded by the Apostle Paul there. Lord, thank you so much for this idea of freedom and slavery. And I think back as right now I'm reading through the Old Testament, and I think about the book of Exodus and the slavery of the Israelites and what it was like that they had to make bricks and build these structures, and they never had a day off, and their lives were dictated to them by these overlords, and they were enslaved. They didn't have any volition of their own. And as I think of that, I think what that must have been like in my life prior to meeting you, Jesus. I had that same kind of reaction in relationship to sin. I couldn't help but do it. I couldn't help but give in to the cravings that I had. I couldn't help but treat people a certain way. I had, I just was enslaved. And so as I think about that metaphor of crossing the Red Sea, which is a supernatural act, and I think about how interesting that it's called the Red Sea, and that as we walk through the blood of Jesus Christ, as we let his blood cleanse us, it's also red. And we walk through that to find our freedom on the other side. So my prayer is that like the Israelites who looked back to Egypt and wanted to go back and be enslaved again because it was safer, Lord, help us to not be like that. Help that to be a cautionary tale for us, that we don't look back longingly on our life of sin. At least everything was easier then. I didn't have to worry about right and wrong. I just did whatever I wanted. And Lord, I see that in today's world that we have begun to make the gospel all about us and what we want and our passion and our, you know, everything. It's all about me and my happiness. And Lord, I don't really see that when I read the gospel, it's about my happiness. It's really about the kingdom of God and serving others and serving you with everything inside of us. And so, Lord, we want to live in the freedom of having already passed through the Red Sea, that we are no longer slaves to what used to hold us. We're not slaves to our stories. We're not slaves to our traumas. We're not slaves to what mean things other people have said to us. We are set free from all of that, and we are made new. The old has gone, the new has come. It doesn't mean that we're automatically healed. It doesn't mean that we're automatically perfect the moment we come to you. We have to work out our salvation, of course, and we have to walk that sanctification journey, of course. But there's been this dynamic change that happened at the moment we had faith in you, this change from darkness to light, from being enslaved to sin to being enslaved to you, Lord, and the Holy Spirit, and that kindness and gentleness and goodness and that self-control that the Holy Spirit gives us. So, Lord, that was a lot of theology, but I'm just so grateful for you for setting us free from the law of sin and death. And Lord, we don't want to go back. We don't want to be like a dog who returns to its vomit. We don't want to go back. We want to walk forward with you and pray that you would just lift our heads today if we're stressed out or tired, and we pray for strength. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. This podcast this month is brought to you by Michelle Niedert and Community Counseling Associates. She has got a lot of experience in, and she has lots of other counselors too, so she's not the only one there. But she has lots of these counselors who really specialize in the family and working on the family unit. And even after things have broken up in the family through divorce. And so she's a noted expert. She's often on TV about this and consulting with school districts and things like that. And so if you just sense that you need some help and some counsel, some wise counsel, you can reach out to her for telehealth. It's still available, so you don't have to be in the Dallas area. You can go to communitycounselingassociates.com, or you can call in at 214-509-6888. And again, thank you, Michelle, this month for sponsoring the Pray Every Day show. Really grateful for you. And I'm also grateful for you, our listeners, who have been so faithful to hear me pray for them every day. What a privilege. Have a great day.